This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 472, and today we're going to be talking about how to add more positive emotions to your life. I think it's fair to say that most of us have more negative, or I would call it disempowering, emotions in our life than we do positive ones. At least we remember more of the negative and disempowering emotions in our life. And that can affect our filters and how we see life. That can prevent us from seeing all the wonderful things that are happening in our life and all the wonderful things that we've accomplished. And as we tend to focus more and more on the things that aren't working, we tend to see more and more of those things not working. So it's basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the more that we can shift from viewing and feeling negative emotions, right? Because there's the TFAR model, right? Which is thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. Well, if our feelings are more negative than positive, then by default, we must be thinking negative thoughts, and we'll be taking negative actions, and we'll be getting negative results. So if we can start to change the feeling and maybe sneak up on the thought through the feeling, generate the feeling that we want, then the thoughts will come to it, reinforce the feeling. We'll take some action based on that positive feeling, and we'll get more positive results. And I think that we can all agree that we all could use a little bit more positive thoughts, positive feelings, and positivity in our life. So here's a very, very simple process. It's almost based on NLP with anchoring and triggers, because we all have anchors and triggers. If you listen to a song, if you hear a song you haven't heard in a long time, and it reminds you of a time you went to a concert or with your favorite significant other, oh, that brings back such good memories. Oh, this one. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to create that anchor and trigger based on some of your favorite experiences. With NLP, we can do that through what's called a ring of power, or we can anchor without listening to things and start to anchor it. But what I would like to do is maybe kind of start off as a basic anchoring. So what I'd like you to do is find a collection of your favorite songs, your favorite videos, poems, pictures, and you can create a playlist for your songs that just create an emotion. Let's say you want to feel emotion of happiness. Well, find all the songs that when you listen to evoke that feeling of happiness. Find the letters or the notes or the texts that you have and screenshot them and put them into a folder, whether on your phone or your computer. When you find some poems out there that just bring up this feeling of happiness, whether it's Rumi, J.M. Storm, or others, put those. So you want to get a collection of as many different things as possible that bring up this feeling of happiness. And it could be, you know, YouTube videos. It could be the silly cat videos, the dog videos. It could be videos of your family or your kids or yourself playing outside or doing something, right? So you want to get a collection of all these different mediums, again, songs, letters, videos, poems, pictures, and you put them in one place. So most likely on your phone, so you'd create a folder for your pictures, and you know, in those pictures, you can take pictures of your letters, so you could have your videos in one folder, your songs in another folder, and your pictures in another folder. And then for, you know, about 8 10, 15 minutes every day, sit down and maybe play those songs and look at the pictures or watch the videos, but constantly just looking at that and bombarding yourself with all those good feelings, and feel how it feels. Feel those feelings that come up and really sink into those feelings, how deep they go, how what they bring up for you, and do that every single day for a week. And then as you continue, what you want to do is at the end of that week is think back on the previous week and think about all the good events that happened. And stay away from, you know, stay away from anything that doesn't support it. But what you want to do is keep adding to this anchor, adding to this anchor of happiness. And you could have different folders, one for happiness, one for excitement, one for joy, one for love. And you put all the information in there and you just start reviewing them. And then as you review them, you're going to feel those emotions, and then you take that emotion and move forward in life. It sounds pretty basic, right? But it's so powerful, because what do we do generally? We run in our mind all the things that aren't working. We'll watch news, we'll watch shows that have crime and horror and rape and pillage and all sorts of things, and we bombard ourselves with all of these negative emotions, and we wonder why our life is, why we feel down all the time, why we feel depressed, or why we aren't happy, because all we're doing is filling ourselves with this junk. So what we can do is combat that by creating our own stories, our own videos, our own songs, and listening to them 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, every single day. That might be a great way. So you wake up, you meditate, then you're still in bed and you get your smartphone and you start to look at the videos that make you happy. You start smiling, you start laughing, and you go back and listen to those songs that just bring up this really good feeling. And then you read those texts from your special someone or your kids, and you just go through that, you know, for 10, 15 minutes before you get out of bed. Oh my gosh, you're going to move into the day with such a great, great feeling. And again, this sounds so basic, and I challenge you, if it sounds so, if it does sound basic and simple, and now you've heard the instructions, are you going to do it or are you not? If you're not going to do it and you think, oh, that will never work, well, that's your negativity taking over. That is your skepticism. That is your doubt. That is what you have been programmed with. But if you would really want to enjoy more positive emotions in your life, then I challenge you to do this for 1 week, just 1 week, and review how well you are. So at the, you know, at the beginning of the day, before you start listening to the music or watching the videos, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How positive do you feel? And then after you watch those things, how positive do you feel? I guarantee you, you will feel more positive. The only way that you would not feel positive is if you go, I'll try it, but I don't think it's going to work, because you're already entering that with a negative attitude. And there are many people out there that will do that for sure. So what we want to make sure we do is address this or attack this behavior with a positive attitude. We want to expect a good outcome. We want to expect happy feelings. We want to expect feeling love, joy, happiness. So this is a really short podcast this week, but it's a very powerful, because the action is on you. I've instructed you how we can do this. I am sure everybody wants more positive emotions. I've given you the step-by-step to do it. If you want to read the step-by-steps, you can go over to warriormindcoach.com, use the pull-down menu, select blog, and you'll see where this podcast is hosted, and read the steps and do it. I challenge you. I challenge you to do it, because if you don't, then you're playing the victim, because you want to feel sorry for yourself of feeling down and out, and you're just going to be moping around playing the victim. Oh, poor pitiful me. Nothing goes right in my life and nobody loves me and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? You have an opportunity to change that right here and right now. And if you don't, then what you're saying is that I want to be miserable. I want to be a victim. I don't want to take care of myself. I don't want to be a warrior. I don't want to get better results. And if you're listening to this podcast, I find that very, very hard to believe. If you're listening to this podcast, you want to change your life. You want to change your attitude. You want to change your results. And this is one way. So I challenge you for 1 week, put together a playlist, a video list, a picture list of all the things, whatever emotion you want to feel. I'll let you pick that emotion and review them 8 to 10, 15 minutes a day for a week, and then see how much your life will change. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.